This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. As Key West's housing market caters more and more to the second home set, there's a new effort to preserve some of the island's multicultural history. Mia Castillo is only 32 years old, but she remembers growing up in a Bahama village very different from the neighborhood she still lives in now.
Gentrification has definitely taken place. When you look around the neighborhood, the numerous local homeowners are no longer there.
Now the historically black neighborhood is full of second homes, only occupied part of the year, or rented out monthly to tourists. Castillo is helping to lead a project to preserve Bahama Village's history with a new exhibit of photos of homes and buildings taken 20 years ago. She says she hopes the exhibit will inspire more people to document and preserve the local history.
They can see that something as small as 29 photos of people's homes is something that's so small, but it's so big and it's so important.
Castillo has also recorded oral histories from people who've lived in the neighborhood for decades. The photos will be part of a permanent display at the Frederick Douglass Gym. That's a community center in what was once part of the island's black high school under segregation. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.